Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fred Crusher on the hotline right now. I can't tell if he's big for real or not. I know he took a flight to Boston. He says he's speaking at Harvard today.
I absolutely believe Bert. I 100% believe Bert, because I think the world's just ready for Bert to speak in an Ivy League school today. Yes, I do. Yes, I absolutely do, man.
Born November 3rd in Tampa, Florida, he is a comedian who you've seen in such specials as The Machine, Secret Time, Hey Big Boy, and Razzle Dazzle. You can listen to his Bertcast podcast and his podcast with Tom Segura, Two Bears, One Cave. He and Tom Segura recently released their own vodka, Por Osos, and on June 28th, he's bringing his fully loaded comedy festival to the Ozarks Amphitheater in Camden, Missouri. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Bert Kreischer.
Bert, how are you this morning?
What's up, brother? I am having one of the most unique days of my entire life.
Is it true? Is it really true? You're speaking at Harvard today.
Yeah, they brought me in to speak to the Harvard School of Business about marketing.
Dude, you know what? And I think you absolutely can speak to it in a wonderful way. You have, and I mean that, because, and we'll get into this, but I mean, first and most of all, what do you do for a living? You market yourself. You're a comedian. You're an actor. You're an entertainer. That's what we do.
Oh yeah. I mean, it is probably the biggest compliment. I've won awards for my stand up. I've actually won awards more for my business model than I have my stand up. Like, all the awards I've won are for, you know, when I did the outdoor festival, I won the Damn the Torpedoes Award.
Yep.
I won Innovative in Comedy. It's you know, things are changing so much in this world that, you know, Tom and I just launched a vodka.
I saw that.
And
we did
a great soft launch at the Super Bowl. And we got everyone there. Jason Kelsey, the Bustin' with the Boys guys, Jimmy Kimmel, Guy Fieri. I mean, we had such a list of people. And then the, you know, the vodka initial launch, just, I mean, we were supposed to go into three states, and we outsold the merch. We outsold the vodka more than we expected. So we're just in Texas right now. And yeah, Harvard reached out and they said, you know, we'd love to bring you in and have you talk to, it's a big group. It's like alumni, faculty and students about the way you market, you know, the way you market everything.
And well, it's all, you know, changing, and you're a great example of that. If you just want to show, Bert Kreischer's with us, and it's a weird conversation, but it is incredibly true. The old traditional ways that they're going to teach you in the college curriculums, if they haven't updated them, I mean, incredibly fast, they have to go to you, Bert, because this is the future. You are marketing it on so many different platforms in so many different ways, and understanding brands that, you know, the key is to get it out and get it in the spots that they don't even understand yet as tenured professors, right? Like, they've been in a textbook for the last 20 years instead of the street.
It's so funny. They have no idea what I'm about to talk about. My whole my whole premise is about the fleshlight.
And you know what? That story, that guy, we've talked to him for literally, Bert, 20 years. 20 years I've known that guy.
It's easy to market a product. It's easy to sell a product that works.
Yes, yes. Dude, you're selling vaginas, man. Like, hey, people really have a real love of these things, and you made it a good vagina.
It was the first product that was ever a sponsor on podcasts.
Yeah.
And I remember going on Rogan, and he was like, have you tried one? And I was like, no. He's like, try one. Tell me if you like it. And we tried it, and we liked it. But the truth is, you know, I have a buddy who I went to college with, and he was the head of the marketing department at Penn State. And I remember saying to him, I was like, you know, I'd love to audit a class, like, for a week, like, spend some time and, like, really get into, because I go, I'm, you know, marketing is, like, what we do for comedy is to try to sell tickets. It's direct.
Sure it is.
And he said to me, he was like, this was probably 5 years ago. He goes, buddy, what you're doing today is what we'll teach in 5 years. He's like, you wouldn't learn anything in these classes.
No,
and I was like,
true.
Really? No. But it's the truth is everything's changing so much, so quickly that the entertainment business has changed so drastically. I got asked the other day, like, what's one of my goals? And I was like, man, goals are so – I used to want to do a sitcom. I couldn't get – you couldn't afford me on a sitcom because what I'd make on a sitcom, I make on one ad read for Two Bears or for Birdcast or for Something's Burning.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the truth is these kids are smarter than I am. I'm really just here to steal some Asian kid and have him come out to L.A. with me and work for
That's
me.
Right. That's like, right. That's right. Survival. That's the goal. The goal is always, like, just survive and be happy, man.
Oh yeah, like it's insane, and you know, to think that these careers started, you know, at the comedy clubs, doing, you know, $700 for a feature set, $500 for a host set, $1,500 for a headlining set, going in and do radio and trying to sell yourself.
Yes,
you know, it really is the epitome of marketing, I guess. I don't know. I mean. Listen, I've been drinking on a plane all night. I'll take a nap, go over to Harvard, take a one-hitter, put a stint in, and tell these kids what I think the world's about.
And the world is really simple. They're gonna, and some guys are going to hate it at Harvard, but the kids are going to appreciate it when you tell them the truth. The truth is, some things are going to work, some things aren't. But you gotta work hard. You gotta say yes. You gotta be unafraid, and you gotta walk through the door. And if it feels right,
that's the man. That is the. I swear to God, that is the key. You gotta say yes. You got to walk in the door. You got to be nice.
Yeah.
It's so simple. Success is so simple. When it, you know, the people that don't succeed, and I can name a bunch of my friends who you've seen, we've all seen have public problems, and it's all because they weren't cool. They weren't cool. Listen, Rogan is who he is because trust me when I say this, and I'll say this until the day I die, that is the coolest dude you'll ever meet. He is the sweetest guy, the most generous guy. He cares more than anyone. Like, I get a text from him about my health and about my family once a week. Easy. I say a text from every day, but once a week I talk to him on the phone about like life, you know, like he just is a sweet, genuine guy. It's no surprise that, and no slight on anyone that he had beef with, but there's no surprise that he is where he is and other people aren't.
Yeah.
Because other people just weren't good people.
No, and he walked through the door. He was a comedian, and he was hosting Fear Factor, and then somebody, and he was at the beginning, and they were like, I think there's this thing called a podcast. It could be something. And everybody, now they just see him as the giant that he is, the lead that he is. But what they don't remember is when he started doing it, he was very much alone out there. And
he started that pirate ship by himself.
That's right.
He got kicked out of, I mean, listen, you know, I could talk about Joe for hours. I love him like a brother, like an older brother. But like, he was by himself. 2012, 2010, he had been kicked out of the Comedy Store, wasn't getting spots in LA. He had like first dude to get canceled by all the clubs, all the agents. And he started that podcast on his own, and it all comes back to the damn fleshlight. They were the first people to give him money for his podcast, and he wanted money. He was like, yeah, this will help fund the podcast. I won't be out of pocket for it. And we tried it. Dude, I go back, and I know you know about supplement stuff, but like, I remember being on his podcast when supplement companies were coming to him going like, we'd love for you to promote our supplements. And Bill Romanowski was a big guy. And Rogan was like, why don't I just do it myself? Like, why don't I just have my own supplement company? And I remember from ground zero, him giving us supplements, Alpha Brain.
There was one,
changed the name of it, but HTP, 5-HTP. And him giving it to us and saying, like, for real, as a sample group, tell me if it works. Tell me if you like it. Tell me if it's effective. And we all loved it. I mean, listen, disclose it or not disclose it, I think he sold that company that on it, I think they sold it for like $700 million. So the guy
him,
is,
man.
He is the best touchstone in, like, he should be speaking to this damn school. I'm just lucky enough to know, listen, man, I'm not into supplements. I have a wife. I don't need a fleshlight. I'm into vodka. So I launched the vodka brand.
So Bert, tell me this. Were you halfway through it? Will you go shirtless at Harvard?
I'm taking it off. You know I'm taking
good,
it off.
Good, man. I'm so proud for you. Like, because you know how it is. Some guys will be like, I'm at Harvard. I should really go to Harvard level. No. You got to be Bert as Bert is Bert. And by the way, let me just say this about Joe. He and Jim Norton, I got blown up the other day. He and Jim Norton were talking about comedy and radio and gave our show some real love on the podcast, and my phone absolutely blew up, and I was like, oh, he still remembers us. And I was like, oh, it's super nice, man, because Norton's always been a friend, but Joe's just real busy, so we don't cross paths a lot anymore.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You never forget the real ones, you know, like the real ones in your life who've been there, ride or dies. When you get in trouble, they got your back. When you get hate online, they have your back. And Joe's gotten a lot of that. He never forgets the people that are his ride or dies, you know, and you've always been that for all of us, buddy. We love you to death.
I appreciate it. But hey, let's talk about me. I want to talk about your vodka. I love this idea. So it's Por Osos by Bears. And, you know, my friend Jesse James Dupree has got that whiskey. So I've watched this over the last 9-10 years, how you roll out and how the fights that go along with getting whiskey into markets, into states, into distributors, through the deal. And it's a real adventure, man, but you're going to love it. And you guys have the great platform for it. Vodka, you know, the key to vodka is it just needs to taste like almost like nothing, right? It needs to be the smoothest, most wonderful thing that you can put in your mouth or mix with something.
We said when we got approached by a lot of liquor companies, a lot of people wanted us to white label this and just put our name on a brand. The first one that came to us was a wine company, then a bunch of beer companies, then some hard seltzers, and then Tom was like, you know, if we're going to do this, we should invest our own money and have it be our own product. And we started thinking, Here's my thought process. For me, whiskey is like a car. Like, you're not going to convince me what car I want. I know what car I want. I want to shop for my car. It's like a dog. When I looked for a dog, I wanted a bull mat. I knew what I wanted. You weren't going to convince me to get a Commodore, right? And so I felt like whiskey was like so, it was so familial that I didn't want to enter the whiskey space.
I don't know anything about what we like. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know anything about gin. I feel like tequila is oversaturated. But if you're talking about 10,000 hours, like, of doing something, I have 10,000 hours of drinking vodka.
Dude, that's right. Don't take sex advice from a nun. You take it from somebody who knows. Like, I should give relationship advice because of the amount of relationships I've crashed. You, and like many of us, you drink vodka. You know exactly what you want out of it. You want no hangover. You want it to be clean. You want it to taste right. And you want it to sit well. Like, that's it's a real basic need of vodka. And a good vodka, man, with a little bit of soda in it, maybe a twist, when it just goes down smooth, it's a wonderful, beautiful, easy drinking thing.
Dude, this vodka we have, I would not have done it if I didn't love it. I drank it last night in LA before I got on the plane. I then got a Jack on the Rocks on the flight. I got two of them. But like, this vodka is so well rounded. It is so smooth that it is beautiful. It is perfect. In my opinion, it is the best tasting vodka I've ever had. And I put my name on that. I put my family's name on that. Like, I swear to you, when you have Por Osos, you are going to say, damn, man, Bert may be a mediocre comedian. He may be fat, but God, that guy knows his vodkas.
Dude, I'll toss you an idea that I was trying to sell to Jesse the other day, and he's just got so much going on with everything in his world, his band and with music, with everything, that I know he's not going to have time to follow up. But I was like, you know how people will put the worm in the bottom of tequila or barrel stave in high-end whiskey so it keeps, you know, aging? I was like, dude, you need to buy jail or handcuff keys, and each bottle comes with a handcuff key in the bottom of it.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Tell me that's not marketing genius. I'm telling you, like, you're going to need this. The key is at the bottom of the bottle. The handcuff key is already there.
Ari should come out with one where he puts a roofie at the bottom. Let me tell you, what's really interesting is when we were sampling this vodka, I wasn't drinking. Like, I quit drinking for 4 months, I think. And so when we sampled it, I just was pouring it into my mouth and swishing it around and spitting it out. So I really got the taste. We tasted, I think, roughly same distiller, 15 different recipes. We found a distiller that just had a proprietary, like, distilling process that really made it clean. And once we found that guy, we were like, we're locked. And then we tasted, like, I mean, we spent a whole afternoon tasting them. And me and Tom landed on two flavor profiles that we loved. One was spicy and one was not. And out of all the ones, and we both landed on the exact same one. And like I said, man, we put our own money in this. It's our vodka. We designed the bottle. We designed the cap. We designed all of it. We are making all the decisions. You know, listen, live by the sword, die by the sword. We were supposed to launch in Florida, Texas, and California. And we oversold. We said, let's just focus on Texas. Then we'll go to Florida, like our big drinking states, right?
And then
Nevada showed up. All the casinos won it. So hopefully it goes well. You know, I'm not out to make $1 billion. I'm looking to drink for free, quite honestly. But it, you know, listen, I'm so happy with it. I'm like, it's some, you know, I love talking about comedy. You know what I love talking about. Yeah. I love talking about comedy. I love talking about flashlights, knives, and I love talking about vodka.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, everything worth living, dude. And normally what it starts is you start into the vodka, and then you start talking about, I should buy this $500 flashlight that'll burn a hole through a plastic cup. I need to
buy. Buddy, I got the best flashlight. I got to send you one. It's first of all, it's the size of a shoe. It's huge, and it lights up my backyard. It blinds people.
That's great, man. Dude, yeah. I was looking at a 2000, and I just can't get drunk enough to buy it because it's too expensive, but it's a laser, and it is so fantastic, and it's a box. It's by a company called Wicked Lasers, and it is the most fun thing. I'm like, oh, I got to get one of these, because basically you can throw the bat signal up into the sky against a cloud at night on it. Like, you can design a logo, and it will literally throw it up on a cloud.
Me and you, this is so silly. Me and you talk about flashlights so much.
Yeah.
You know, listen, if anyone's listening, your flashlight is garbage unless it has a fan on it. You need a flashlight with a fan.
Like, that's true. That's true.
Because that's when you know you got the pimp flashlight, when it needs to cool itself down because it gets so bright.
Well, yeah, it has a special button you have to hit, and it turns itself off after 7 seconds.
If your flashlight will only last 7 seconds, that's a gangster flashlight.
Yeah. No, it's true, man. Well, listen, I think it's just amazing that you're taking this ride. And again, the answer to this life, and I'll tell this to anybody, whether you're a comedian or on the radio or anything you do in life, when somebody offers you a chance to do something and you don't know how to do it, you're not sure how to do it, instead of being afraid it'll be a failure, ask yourself, what's the biggest thing that can happen? And then walk through the door and swing at it like you were born to do it. I learned it from my friend Jesse. Somebody said, you know how he got into the whiskey business? Somebody asked him if he ever thought about doing a whiskey, and he answered, all my life. He had never. He didn't even drink at that point. And
I remember the first person to do it. The first person that I remember doing this was Sammy Hagar.
Absolutely. And, 80 million.
And Cabo Wabo. And you know what? His lifestyle, everything about him reeked of authenticity.
Yep.
And I remember drinking Cabo Wabo and being like, it's good tequila.
Yep.
You know, it's like, trust the people that you believe. That's why I've always been like that. And then you go back to Rogan. He's only messed with stuff he knows. Like if Rogan comes out and he's like, listen, I've got a farm that sells elk meat, I'm buying that elk meat.
Right. Because people learn to trust you because you go at it like it's all you want to do in this life. You know, you say yes, and there again, there's certain things, like I'll go back to Jesse because he's my easiest example for me personally. If he said, hey, dude, I just got a degree in brain surgery, I'd go, okay, I'll do it. Because I'm telling you, I've watched him say yes and walked to that. That's how we ended up doing a TV show together. He just said, yes, I know how to do it, and he went at it with all his heart. So if you get an opportunity that doesn't look like it's what you do, or it might be uncomfortable, or something you don't know, two things. Say yes, and then figure out how to do it.
Amen. And by the way, surround yourself with people who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Guy Fieri a bunch, and Guy is a guy who, you know, has launched so many businesses. He's been so successful in so many different areas that when he tried our vodka, he loved it, and he was like, man, he was like, you know, you're in a lot of problems right now because you need to hire a CEO to this company. You're going to have to spend a lot of money, and he's like, but do it. He was like, don't skimp on the people you hire, because the truth is there are people that really know what they're doing. And we're just two idiots that love getting drunk.
No, you're right. You hire people you trust and people that know. And that's the thing. You go to a guy and you go, hey, where did you hit the wall? Where did you fail? And he'll tell you, and that's what you want to know most of all. Hey, man, what did you do that didn't work so I can see how that fits into what I don't want to do? And
we just launched our 5K. Tom and I are doing a Two Bears 5K, and it was so organic. I mean, you can't, you know, it's funny when you talk about talking to these kids in Harvard today, there's no way to explain our business model. In that Tom and I were screwing around on the podcast. I lost 45 pounds. Tom's lost way more. And we're both talking about, you know, organically, we want our fans to be in shape as well. Because, listen, man, our fans look like us. They look like us.
Yeah,
and
sure.
They party like us. And we want them around for as long as possible. Their families want them around. And we decided, just as a lark, we're like, yeah, let's do a 5K. We'll get everyone inspired. It was the first of the year. We're like, we'll get everyone inspired. We'll give everyone till May, and we'll do a 5K by May. We called all our friends, Tim Dillon, Mark Norman, Stavi, Shane Gillis, and we're like, would you do it? Everyone said yes. And so we just put out, we're doing it. I mean, and it's also, we're very lucky that we have great teams around us to organize this. But during the Netflix The Joke Festival, I think I'm at the forum on the 11th. The 5K is on the 7th, and we are doing a 5K out at the Rose Bowl. And we teamed up with Spartan Race, and we're doing a 5K. But it's organic. It's organic. It's real. They were there when we came up with the idea. They understand that Tom and I are trying to get healthy. We want everyone to get healthy. Listen, I just got my blood panel back, and it's perfect. And there is no better feeling. There's no Instagram video you can post. There's no amount of likes you can get, no amount of views you can get. Your numbers, your money, nothing matters more than good health.
That's right.
Getting a good colonoscopy or getting.
It's true. It's just true.
It is the truth.
Yeah.
It is the truth. I got my blood work back and I wanted to post it online. I was so excited.
Yeah, because listen, and if you're going to live hard and you live hard, you're going to run all
hard.
The time and you don't get enough rest and you drink and everything else, that means you got to find a way to burn that off and equalize it. And that means learning to run, learning to lift, exercising, because you got to equal it out. It's a super important process. If you're going to live that way, you can do it, but you got to pay the piper.
Yeah, and if you're listening right now and you're thinking, maybe tomorrow, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Get and let that hateful voice in your head wake you up in the morning. Scroll on Instagram and get inspired by people like Huberman and Peter Attia and Rogan and David Goggins and Cam Haynes. Get inspired by them and get healthy. Man, I'm 51 now, and it's like, I want to live forever, and I want to feel good, and I like to party. You know I like to get
down. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yes.
But if I don't pay that tax in the morning,
that's right.
Then it creeps up on you.
You got to pay. You have to, man. That's rule number one. If you're going to do it, you got to, because otherwise it's going to be a short trip. And this is a good life. And I hope it's a good life for everybody listening. Like, it is worth living. And it only gets better when you do feel good about yourself. I got a friend right now fighting for his life at the hospital. And not to be a super downer, but I've spent the last 2.5 days watching him, and we're having some positive. His heart stopped. He had an arrhythmia. And they found him in the parking lot with his heart completely off. We went back. We got the camera. We have the footage. We know his time frame now. He was 6 to 8 minutes possibly without oxygen unless his heart continued beating. So he's stable. He's in critical care. But yesterday he was able to – he kind of came up out of this induced coma, and he could squeeze your fingers, and he could nod yes or no, which shows that he doesn't have a severe level of damage. So we don't know for sure until today when we take him off the ventilator. But – if he had not been healthy, if he had not been in good shape, there's no chance he could have survived this. It could not have happened. It's because he was healthy.
Bro, there is I mean this with love, but there's an arrogance when it comes to everyone's belief in immortality. Just because you're healthy today doesn't mean it's promised tomorrow.
That's right.
And you can change and affect tomorrow by working out and feeling healthy today. Listen, I'm not saying don't drink. I'm saying get after it. I'm saying drink my vodka, but get up and get on the treadmill and get into the gym, do some deadlifts, do some squats. Make sure you can get out of a chair when you're 74 so that, like, you've got that bone density and all the stuff. Listen, I don't know anything about it. I just watch stuff online and draw my inspiration from them. And I'm not going to change my ways. Huberman came on my podcast and was like, you got to quit drinking. I was like, buddy, that's never going to happen. But what I can do is I can sauna in the morning. I can cold plunge. I can work out. I can get my sunlight. I can drink tons of water before I go to bed. I can make sure I go to the doctor every 6 months and make sure that at least I'm in that right realm to live my life. I had the most beautiful sunset the other night. Two nights ago, I take a one-hitter vape pen right to the face. I take 3 vodkas, and I'm watching the most beautiful sunset of my life, and I went, this is what I want. Sobriety's awesome. The joy in sobriety's beautiful, but, man, there's nothing like a sunset with a buzz. I'm with both my girls. They're both home from college, and my daughter goes, look at the moon. The sun's setting on one side. On the other side of the world is the moon coming up, full moon. I'm like, shut up. I am all about living life. I want to live forever. I want to party forever. I want to end up on an island at 74 serving cold beers, listening to good music.
Yes.
And the only way to achieve that was just health.
Yes. Now, dude, I listen, Tom. I'm sorry, Tom. Jesus Christ. I just looked at it. Tom Segura. Bert, I couldn't agree more. And you and Tom, this company, this poor Osos is going to be huge. And the reason I said Tom is, before I let you go, you have a huge show coming up in Camden. Now, you guys, is that the tour? Is that you guys together with everybody else?
No, that's Fully Loaded. So my whole life is set up just to have a good time. I don't have any, it's not to get too deep in this, but like someone asked me, like, how much is enough money? I don't do anything for money. I don't think about money. I think about the experience. And so I put on Fully Loaded at a deficit. Well, the first year we did it, we did it at a deficit. We brought my favorite comics. We paid them right. We got tour buses. We have 5 tour buses. We got a stage that we travel with. And I was like, let's have the funnest time. So this year we got Big J, Stavi, Mark Norman, Dan Soder, Ralph Barbosa, Dave Attell. I mean, just a gangster lineup coming through on all these dates. Bobby, we haven't announced Bobby Lee, but Bobby Lee's going to be doing it. Excellent. And so I do this tour. I do this tour every summer. My daughters tour with us. We all on tour buses. My wife runs the tour. And I bring my favorite comics out on the road. And we just party. We have a great time. We all watch each other's sets. We all give each other's notes. We party in the day. We eat mushrooms at night. We watch the sunset. We watch the sunrise in the morning. And we have a blast. And we'll be doing it in Campton. And I cannot wait. It's my favorite tour I do, you know, because it's with all my buddies.
Dude, listen, I'll roll down there. What month? Because that's about 3 months from now, right? It's in June 28th.
June.
Oh, dude, that's the first week of my vacation. I may jump on the motorcycle and just ride down there and hang with you guys for a day.
Buddy, come down. It is so fun. And like I said, you're never going to see a show like it. Like, really, honestly, you're never going to see a show that thick with comics. It's, I think we put up 8 comics a night, and you're talking about 3 hours of gut-bursting, like, really inappropriate, really fun, no limits, no rules, just comics trying to make each other laugh and do better than the guy before them. And I close the show, but it's a blast. It's so much fun. Fully Loaded is like, it's summer camp for me. It really is. And the benefit is to the fans is you come outside. I mean, I don't know, we do it in arenas, we do it in baseball parks, we do it in amphitheaters, and you go out for the summer, text your friends, get a big group, plan your night. There's nothing more fun than having a big chat thread about something you're looking forward to.
Oh, dude, that's the best thing. That's the other key to life, is have something to look forward to. Always have something to look forward to.
Yes. All I do is I map out my year of, like, what can I do? What's going to be fun? What's going to be a blast, you know? And yeah. And it's the fun. I mean, that's why I go see. I went and saw Red Hot Chili Peppers with my girls, and we were texting. Me, my girls, my wife, we all went, and we were texting, like, what songs we want to hear. We were playing Red Hot Chili Peppers for, like, the week leading up,
yes,
listening to it in the house.
Yes.
It's so fun to have something to look forward to.
Made, and the key is, and anybody listening, look, by the way, this isn't some discussion where you don't realize that everybody has a job and 40 hours, 60 hours a week. You got families, you got stuff, you got commitments and responsibilities. We both understand. I understand that. But what you don't want to do, it's not always, don't put off today what you can do today, or, you know, don't push it till the end and go, I'm someday going to do it. It's on my bucket list. I'm going to do it one day. I'm going to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Make the appointment, force yourself to go, because you're never sorry you did when it's all done. Like, I don't want to go out sometimes during the week because I'm like, oh, I got to get up at early in the morning and be at the show. So I don't want to stay out until 1 o'clock, but I go to that concert I wanted to go to, and I never regret it. Never once do I ever regret going to that show. Go do what you want. Make your plans.
Brother, we got a call. We got a call the other night. We're in Dayton, Ohio, and I got a text from Chappelle. He's like, you up for a drink? And we weren't. I wasn't drinking. I was being healthy. And we had bus call at like midnight. And I thought to myself, am I going to sit here and not live a beautiful life and go meet up with Chappelle 15 minutes away? He's 15 minutes away from where we were, and have drinks with him, push bus call, and wake up hungover the next day. I want to live my life. We went out and hung out with
That's
Chappelle.
Right.
I'm telling you right now,
That's right.
I have never thought drugs and alcohol were a better decision in my entire life.
I hate to sell that, but dude, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
It
was the greatest night I've ever had in my entire life, sitting with Dave Chappelle for 3 hours, talking comedy, talking life, talking about inspiration, talking about joy. We got IVs. It was amazing.
We got IVs. I'll tell you, man, you don't ever know when your brothers, when your friends, when the people you really love and you look up to and respect, you don't know when their last day will be. Again, tomorrow's promised to nobody. So you take that time and you always go.
And all I'll tell you is if, God forbid, something happens to Tom Segura and he dies, I'm going to make a killing on this vodka.
Oh, we're going to put out memorial bottles, dude.
Buddy, you have no idea. I've already got a marketing plan for it. Guys, pour one out for Tommy.
Oh, my God. Black vodka. We'll do black dyed vodka.
Oh, if him and Leanne die, I'm going to be so rich.
Bert, I love you, man. And man, you just sound so goddamn good. Today is going to be a huge day. It's going to be incredible. If you missed the beginning of this interview, he is going to be speaking to a marketing class at Harvard. What's the name of the class that you'd be in front of? The business marketing branding?
We're talking to the School of Business at Harvard. I am for 90 minutes. Just talking about Fleshlights.
Go, man, go. To the moon, my friend.
I love you, brother. Thank you so much.
I'll see you soon, man. I'll see you in Camden for sure.
I'll see you then.
The great Bert Kreischer, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.